This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Animal identification, disease, and traceability, our topic on this Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. For more information about their podcast, The Dairy Signal, all their events and resources, head to their website, pdpw.org. And as we talk about animal ID and traceability from a recent Dairy Signal, Jody Leggy is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium and says ID tags have really evolved through the years.
Everyone listening out there to understand official ID, that's the 840 number that is assigned official ID by the United States. So I know sometimes we get questions at WIC, the difference between official ID and a tag that you can buy, you know, at Fleet Farm or something like that. So the official ID is number, it starts with 840 for the United States. And then there's the RFID official ID, and then there's non-RFID. And the RFID is a radio frequency tag, typically used in the ear tag, and that can be read by a reader, so that 15-digit number is scanned very easily, so you don't have to write that 15-digit number down. And so that's part of our role with DADCAP, our partnership, is to enter those CVIs as well.
So one of the clarifications that some producers ask is, if you have an RFID tag, does that qualify for the official animal ID?
I would say for the most part, yes. I believe there are some random RFID tags that are not considered official ID, but they're very, very, it's very rare. So normally when you're buying an RFID tag and it starts with 840, it's an official ID tag. So I would say, for the most part, that an RFID tag is going to be an official ID.
For those that have been in the industry long enough and have been dealing with tags, you know that there are some challenges that happen. Kurt Larson, President and CEO of Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association, has some tips on that.
Sure. So if an animal shows up without a tag, if it's an animal that's required to have a tag, we're going to retag it and we'll just label it as an equity tag. This is where it came from and this was the date and where it went. We do have animals come through our sale from time to time that, especially it's wet out, it's snowing, you know, some of these animals come in, they're a little damp, you know, maybe the adhesive doesn't stick real well, or maybe they're overnight cattle and they did a lot of rubbing on each other last night and a couple are missing tags. Again, we try as much as we can to pen livestock according to the seller. Especially if it's groups, if it's individuals, we try to keep track of, you know, who they came in with and try to group them together. So we can go back and look at our receiving logs and try to figure out who we're missing and get it straightened out, retag them. It happens with calves that we'll be selling calves and one will come in with a no tag. So we put a new tag on it, got a different series designates it was a no tag. So the office knows, okay, we need to figure out which one this belongs to. But as animals are entered in the computer, there's a lot of information that is gathered from breed to sex to color to, you know, other identifying characteristics. So in the event that one does lose a tag, we've got some information to help us narrow down whose it was. So we've got a number of ways we can go back and try to identify if it's lost through our system. That's on the auction side. You know, typically we think the livestock marketing world, there's kind of two ways to market livestock. One of them is through an auction and the other is directly. That's whether it's direct from one farmer to another or the farmer marketing directly to the packing plant. Outside of the auction, we do a fair amount of business that way as well. But obviously the auction's a lot faster, a lot more visible tools to use. And again, in an auction, producers can watch their animal sell or they can pick up a check the same day. A lot of times with the direct marketing, it's a couple days later before the payment is made. Again, they have to evaluate that carcass and that takes some time. But yeah, there's a number of tools if it's lost through the process. And like I said, if one comes in without a tag, it's, you know, we certainly understand ear tags fall out, rip out, they come apart, whatever happens. I mean, we're happy to do what we need to do to help keep the process going and keep the records valid. And
Kurt Larson, President and CEO of Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association, along with Jody Leggy, the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's Producer Tuesday sponsorship. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.